Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Text 50.
Pradush Chakarta Yadidam Puruhuta Rupam. Tenisha nirvitima vapura lam vishona. Tasma idam bhagavate nama idvidhema. Yonat Manam Duradayo Bhagavan Pratitaha. Pradush Chakarta Yadidam Puruhuta Rupam. Tenisha nirvitim avapuralam dvishonaha. Tasma idam bhagavate nama idvidhema. Yonatmanam duradayo bhagavan pratitaha. Padushchakarta, you have manifested. Yat, which? Idam, this. Puruhuta, O greatly worshipped. Rupam, eternal form. Tena,
by that form.
Isha,
O Lord.
Nirvritim,
satisfaction.
Avapuhu,
obtained.
Alam,
so much.
Dvishaha,
vision.
Naha,
our.
Tasmai,
unto him.
Idam,
this.
Bhagavate,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Namaha,
obeisances.
It
only.
Vidhema,
let us offer.
Yaha,
who?
Anatmanam,
of those who are less intelligent.
Durudayaha,
cannot be seen.
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pratitaha
has been seen by us.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
O Lord, we therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your eternal form as the Personality of Godhead, which you have so kindly manifested before us. Your supreme eternal form cannot be seen by unfortunate less intelligent persons, but we are so much satisfied in our mind and vision to see it. Purport. The four sages were impersonalists in the beginning of their spiritual life, but afterwards, by the grace of their father and spiritual master, Brahma, they understood the eternal spiritual form of the Lord and felt completely satisfied. In other words, the transcendentalists who aspire to the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma are not fully satisfied and still hanker for more. Even if they are satisfied in their minds, Still transcendentally, their eyes are not satisfied. But as soon as such persons come to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are satisfied in all respects. In other words, they become devotees and want to see the form of the Lord continuously. It is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that one who has developed transcendental love of Krishna, by smearing his eyes with the ointment of love, sees constantly the eternal form of the Lord. The particular word used in this connection, anat manam, signifies those who have no control over the mind and senses, and who therefore speculate and want to become one with the Lord. Such persons cannot have the pleasure of seeing the eternal form of the Lord. For the impersonalists and the so-called yogis, the Lord is always hidden by the curtain of yoga maya. Bhagavad Gita says that even when Lord Krishna was seen by everyone while he was present on the surface of the earth, the impersonalists and the so-called yogis could not see him because they were devoid of devotional eyesight. The theory of impersonalists and so-called yogis is that the Supreme Lord assumes a particular form when he comes in touch with Maya, although actually he has no form. This very conception of the impersonalists and so-called yogis checks them from seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. The Lord, therefore, is always beyond the sight of such non-devotees. The four sages felt so much obliged to the Lord that they offered their respectful obeisances unto him again and again. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God. Actually, we shouldn't be satisfied until we meet Krishna. It's like Gopal Kumara in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He's such a successful person. He was able to become Lord Indra, Lord Brahma. He was able to leave the material world and go to Vaikuntha. He could have anything he wanted. His guru gave him the blessing that whenever you have any desire, you just sit down and chant your mantra and immediately you'll get fulfillment of whatever it is. And he was dissatisfied, always, wherever he went, including up to Vaikuntha. He didn't feel satisfied. And that's appropriate. His swarupa was to be with Krishna in Vrindavan, and nothing else ever satisfied him, including all the other, the opportunity to associate personally with many different forms of the Lord in person. Still, that did not fully satisfy him, partly satisfied, but not completely. He always felt somewhat dissatisfied, or he would feel satisfied for a while, but it didn't last. He would become troubled after some time in every situation. He would not be satisfied. Certainly we shouldn't be satisfied with remaining stuck in a material situation. We're very foolish if we're satisfied just with money, with sense gratification, with material prestige. Then we're real fools, especially if we've been given Vaishnava Diksha, we've been given the enlightenment to understand better, and still we're satisfied with material things. This is the 10th offense against the holy name. We have the holy name, and still, even after hearing so many instructions, we remain full of material attachments, satisfied with the garbage of the material world. I can't remember the exact transcript. Dvavi mal purusha loke paramananda nirvita. There are two kinds of people who were blissful in this world. The pig and the paramahamsa. The person who's totally immersed in the mode of ignorance. He's happy. Yeah. He's got his intoxication and a nice bed to sleep on. He's fine. And the person who has transcended the modes of nature, the person who is liberated, he's happy. Klishyant antradito janaha. Everyone else in the middle. Everyone else.
isn't anxiety. Only the pig, two ends of the scale, the pig and the Paramahamsa, they're satisfied. So we should be dissatisfied. It's unnatural for us to tend toward the pig side and be satisfied with material life. On the lower scale, there are people who are feeling distress, but they're denying it, and they're claiming that they're happy. And on the higher end of the scale, people recognize they're unhappy consciously, and they even recognize toward the jnana side that material entanglement is the cause of their suffering. Not that they didn't make enough money, they didn't conquer the right enemies. Yeah. Well, this or that, if I had that, I'd be happy. No, they realize that all this is illusion, theoretically. And they put it pointing out that the impersonalists cannot be satisfied. The four Kumaras have graduated to pure devotional service. Now they feel satisfied.
Tena isha nivritimava purlalam dusho naha.
Our eyes are now satisfied because you've revealed unto us this form. We don't claim to have discovered it on our own strength. It's not that because we're great yogis, therefore we were invited here as guests of honor to take your darshan. We just take this to be your, not our, not that we earned this by anything we've done, but you've just showed us this uncaused, this undeserved mercy. So they feel satisfied. Before, even in their impersonalism, they weren't satisfied. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami, parinishtito pi nayagunya uttama shloka lilaya vihita cheta rajar she akhyanam yaraditavan. He's talking about himself, Shukadeva. I was firmly fixed in the impersonal concept, in nirgunya, formless, quality-less impersonalism. I was very adept, I was realized. But the topics of Uttama Shloka attracted my mind helplessly. I couldn't help it. Grihita Cheta, my mind was captured. Captured, made a prisoner by this Uttama Shloka Leela. And under that enchantment of Krishna Leela, Krishna Katha, I had to put aside my self-contentment, Atmarama, Brahman realization, and take the trouble to study this Mahodakyanam, this big book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, it was earlier asked by Shonaka and the sages of Sutta, Savai Nivritti Nirata, Sadatro Pekshako Munihi, Kasyava Vahatim, Etam Atmarama Samamyasad. She, Shukadev, Nivritti Nirata. This is Nivritti, not Nirvritti. Nivritti is cessation, or in this case, renunciation. He was dedicated just to renunciation of everything. Sarvatra Upekshaka, indifferent to everything. Kasyava, so why? Vihatim Etam, this big literature, not something you can read in a few hours. He took the trouble to study it. Why? This form Kasyava, what is that?
Kasyava?
Yeah. It's translated as why.
Kasyava?
Yeah. Forget the va, but just the kasya. Why genitive? What does it mean, why? Because what's implied there is kasya heto. Which is what? Yeah, the kasya goes along with the heto, and both of them are put into the genitive. Yeah. Which one's the modifier and which one's the modified?
But is there a heto? Is there a word heto?
Yeah, kasya.
No, hate was not really there. Okay, anyway, it's genitive.
The answer, the Sutta Goswami gives, Atmaramas Chamunayo, Nirgunta Apyarupame, Kurvan Jahoy Tukim Bhaktim Itam Bhutta Guno Harihi. Even the self-satisfied sages, although they're Nirgunta, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains several different ways. One meaning is they don't have any knots in their hearts, no entanglements. Granta also means books. They don't read any books. Self-realized sages don't have to read any books. They don't have to pass any exams. No one is giving them a syllabus that they have to study. And they don't read books for entertainment. They are entertained inside their own hearts without reading any books. But Shukadev read this book. He studied this book, a book full of Savishesha descriptions in Brahman, of Savishesha Brahman. Kurvanti hoitu kim bhaktim. They're attracted, even the self-realized sages, the self-satisfied sages, to perform costless devotional service to Lord Hari. Why? Itam Bhuta Guno Hari. This is proof. How wonderfully attractive are the qualities, the personal qualities of Lord Hari, that they can steal the minds, even of the impersonalists, the fortunate impersonalists, not all of them. Others are called anatma. Yo natma nam dudana yo. For the conditioned souls in this world, there's not much chance of getting the personal audience of the Supreme Lord. Even they can come and see him in the temple. Either they don't want to come to the temple, or they come to the temple and they see with their eyes, but they don't see. They don't have real faith in the Lord. He's only worth 20 pice to them. You know, small change on sale outside to throw at Krishna, because he's not worth a whole rupee. Nobody else will take 20 pies from him. No beggar would you know, steep that low to accept 20 pies anymore. It used to be something. They used to actually use those coins. So generally people come to see the deity to get some punya, but they don't have much faith. If they did, their behavior and attitude would be much different. They treat Krishna very nonchalantly because they don't really care for him very much. They don't have much faith in him. He's just a thing, part of their culture, cultural thing. This is anatmanam. Even they see his image, but they don't see. Pashanapi na pashati. Even seeing, they don't see. Because they lack faith. You have to have eyes of faith. Adau Shraddha. You cannot enter the path of devotional, pure devotional service. You can do some mixed things. You can do your Satyanarayan Katha and get all material benefits. You can pay money to have puja done to Lord Narayana. But that's not pure devotional service. That's karma, mishra bhakti. Or you may use Lord Narayana as a tool for gaining your liberation with jnana mishra bhakti. But shuddha bhakti you cannot enter unless you have faith. Shraddha shabde vishvash kohi sudrida nishtai. Krishna bhakti kohi sarva karma kritu hoi. Lord Chaitanya's definition given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, faith, the word faith indicates firm conviction, not blind faith, an intelligent faith. One should be convinced that if I work for Krishna, then everything I want and need will be supplied. Oh,
Otherwise, without that faith, one cannot begin pure devotional service. Tavat karmani kurvita nanirvidyeta yavata yavan mat shravanadalva amakata shravanadalva yavan shradhana jayate. The same word as shrava. Shraddha is used there. Krishna is telling Uddhava, one has to continue performing material duties only as long as he doesn't become, until he becomes disinterested in them. It's all a fiction. But because you think it's real, you have to carry it out. You have to play the game. But when you actually lose interest, you can give it up. You don't need to be doing it. Krishna never ordered we have to be materially entangled, that we have any material obligations. You don't find that in the Bhagavad Gita. Satisfy everybody with all their material demands. Krishna never advises Arjuna or anybody to do that. That we have to remain materially entangled. Of course, people misquote. They'll quote from an isolated verse. Karma no karma ni vadikaraste. You have a right to your material duty. Mapaleshu, and don't be attached to food. They consider that the essence of the instruction of the Gita. Do your material duties and don't be attached to the fruits. That's the essence of the Gita. Remain entangled. But Krishna, that's out of context. Out of context. It's not Krishna, the point that Krishna's trying to get to. He's never recommending that we should be materially entangled. That we should take our material obligations that seriously. He's trying to get Arjuna to transcend his material attachments. Yavan mashravanada, matkatashravanada, and how do you know when you've lost interest? What makes you lost? Not how do you know. This is karanam. Karanam. What's the word? Not karanam, but it's gyataka and karaka. Two kinds of hetu. Karaka hetu and gyapaka hetu. There's the cause that makes something happen. And then there's another kind of hetu, the cause that informs you about something, lets you know about something. So we're stipulating not what makes you become uninterested in material things, but how do you know? What's the sign of having become disinterested? And that is Makata Shavanadavau, Yavan Shratana Jayate. You know that you've transcended material attachment when you become, when you develop real interest, faith in the topics and in the service of Krishna. Then you can give up all your material obligations. Indians can't get this. Or the culture is just driving them nuts. They can't simply walk away from their obligations to their families and everything else. Very few. We have a problem that we come from, barbarian culture. They've got culture, but they've got so much entanglement. They're so tied up in their obligations to their parents and so on. And the parents don't want to let them be devotees of Krishna. Not yet. When they're 90 years old, they can devote themselves to Krishna, but not now. Now you got to go get a job and raise a family. And they're so caught up in this. Very few can become brahmacharis and sannyasis. We have other problems. Like we have no culture. So when you become seriously interested in hearing about Krishna and serving him, then you can give up. You should be able to give up your material entanglements. At least you're free to. You've got the privilege, the right to do it. You may not want to do it. You may still be haunted by the witch Maya and you can't give her up. But Krishna says you can go ahead and do it. No one's stopping you but yourself. Once you become attracted to hearing and chanting about me, you can put everything else aside and I'll protect you. And you'll be satisfied and taken care of. Okay, so I'll stop. Any questions or comments?
Yeah. Remember something you was hearing some description about. It sounds weird to say it, but the mic is a good day for when yesterday you sent some of his disciples to go and fetch him a few verses, and he went back and got married and all stuff.
Yeah, he's a different person. How could he be the same person?
Right.
And that Shukadeva is described in the Devi Bhagavat Purana. Okay, which is not our favorite source of information.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a competition, which is the real Bhagavatam. You know, the Puranas all list Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, 12 cantos. Problem is, Devi Bhagavat's also 18,000 verses and 12 cantos.
Right.
And, you know, some claim Baladeva Vibhushan had to write a whole chapter in his Siddhanta Darpana to prove that the Devi Bhagavat's not the real Bhagavatam. Yeah. So the book itself is questionable. It may not even be an authentic text. And that Devi Bhagavat has several chapters describing the history of the Shukadeva who became a grihastha.
Oh, great.
But in our history, the Shukadeva we know, he never even spent 5 minutes as a brahmachari. What was big as a, you know. And he ran away from home immediately.
Yeah.
He didn't take initiation and live as a brahmachari. He didn't want to speak of becoming a grihastha.
Right.
It's not the same person, no way.
Oh, okay, so it's totally different. Yeah, some per day.
Padaya of that Shukadeva?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
What do they do?
I was talking to one of the people on the Sampradaya.
What do they worship him for? What did he do?
I don't know. But, they tell one story about
Did he? Was he supposed to have spoken about with them?
Yeah, I think he. Well, maybe they say that he studied the Bhagavatam and he taught us, disciples, having disciples.
Okay.
But they also tell one story off the top of my head that. That there was one time some pastor named Goloka where Radha and Krishna were meeting, and their effulgences combined, the blue effulgence of Krishna and the golden effulgence of Radharani combined to make a very beautiful darshan, and the crossing of the colours was a green sukha colour. And one of the sakris, according to the story, was saying that such a wonderful darshan I've never seen like this before. You should make, there should be a sakhi who is the embodiment of this, kind of cross up holders of the water. I don't know if I'm telling it so well, but
yeah.
But and then, based on that, then Sukha Sakhi, comes into the picture.
It's a sakhi.
Yeah. Green.
And green. But sugar is not green, is it?
Well,
yeah, parrots are usually green, so
yeah.
Yeah, but the sugar we know is more like Krishna's color.
Sort of a made-up story. It looks like it should.
Well,
put the guys together.
I don't know. Am I? You never read it?
No.
It might be. Yeah, there might be some book that says that.
Some
book. Yeah. On another tradition that he's riding around his parrot. That might even be authentic. I don't know. Okay.
And that's there in the Mahamya. I'm sorry, the Bhagavatam Mahamya. The Bhagavatam
Mahamya. Says that, that's right.
Yes, sorry. Oh, no. I know two, and that's
the there are two authentic Bhagavatam Mahamyas.
Oh, right. It's not
in from the Padmans, got the Puranas.
No, both of them.
I mean, I did read it from the source.
There, I can check up on that.
I went to Parisa to tell that story, about Sukadeva being Radharani's parrot, and he's left behind, and then he heard the guitar blow Shiva, and Lord Shiva went chasing him all over, for Trident, and he kind of ended up, going into Vasudeva's wife's mouth, while she was chanting some mantras or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would want to check the source of that too before maybe if I'm speaking in class.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay, all glory Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhagavatam Ki Jai.